们读
Let's arise and read.
神的话会打在这个投影的 LCD 这个投影机投影的
Scripture will be on the screen.
总共有十七节啊。
We have 17 verses.
你就用你的话语来念，你是念英文的就用英文，中文的用中文。好，一起来。
Read in your own language.
一起来，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍了天下。我也在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们，在祷告之间常常恳求或者照神的旨意终能得平坦的道路往你们那里去。因为我切切地想见你们，要把些属灵的恩赐分给你们，使你们可以坚固，这样我在你们中间因你与我彼此的信心就可以同得安慰。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道，我屡次定意往你们那里去，要在你们中间得些果子，如同在其余的外邦人中一样，只是到如今仍有阻隔。无论是希利尼人、化外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，福音也传给你们在罗马的人。不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。我们祷告，主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
求你来祝福这个信息。
May you come and bless today's message.
我们真正认识福音是你的大能。
We know that the gospel is the power for salvation.
要救一切相信的人。
Want to save every person who believes.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
借着这个福音。
And through this gospel.
我们很多人已经得拯救。
And many are already saved.
求主也对我们今天新来的朋友们说话。
And may you speak to all newcomers.
奉主的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。你们都好吗？
How are you?
暑假过得很快。哎， Mr. Excellent 来了。
Mr. Excellent is here.
我们当中有一个弟兄啊。
We have a brother here.
每次我问说你们都好吗？
Every time I ask, how are you?
他就说 excellent.
He always answered, excellent.
我觉得那是非常好的一个回答。
That is a very good response.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你一天开始你就讲是 excellent， 你这一天就是 excellent。
If you start your day with the attitude that it's going to be excellent, it will be excellent。
不只是 attitude， 你嘴巴也要讲 ，amen。
Not only the attitude, but your mouth need to proclaim it。
你跟旁边人说，你今天是美好的一天，跟他。
Tell your neighbor today is a beautiful day。
本来不是很美好的。
Originally, it wasn't going to be good.
你觉得很累。
You feel tired.
今天很多事情让你很烦。
There are many things that really cause anxiety.
但是你嘴巴开始讲了。
But as your mouth proclaims, declares.
你宣告是美好的一天。
You declare it's going to be a good day.
你们，如果是美好的，你们应该微笑啊，哈。
If it's going to be a good day, you should smile.
旁边人的笑一笑。
Smile at your neighbor.
不要苦笑啊。
Not the bitter.
最难看的笑就是苦笑哈。
The ugly smile is the bitter smile.
就是很苦还要笑，就是苦笑。
If you are bitter and you have to smile, that's very not pretty.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们当中有不少的新朋友来到。
We have many newcomers.
我今天要讲的信息比较深一点。
My message will be a little bit more deep.
我不晓得你刚才读了这些经文，你懂不懂在读什么？
I don't know if you understand the past, the scripture you just read.
我的工作就是要把刚才的信息让你明白。
My job is to make the scripture clear to you.
但是我还有一个翻译在这里。
I also have a translator.
所以我的时间很有限。
So my time is limited.
如果你听得懂中文跟英文，你很有福气啊。
So if you can understand both Chinese and English, you are very blessed.
你得到双重的祝福。
Because you get double blessing.
Amen.
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 你不要说我听两遍，你说双重的祝福。
Don't say you listen to it twice. Just say you receive double blessing.
我们还有一个新朋友刚刚来哈。
And we have a newcomer just arrived.
感谢赞美主 ，Amen.
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
我们是生活在一个不讲真理的时代。
We live in a time where we don't seek the truth.
我在神学院的时候，他们就告诉我说，我们是活在一个叫做后现代主义的时代。
When I was in seminary, they said we are living in an era called postmodernism.
哇，听起来好像好时髦。什么叫后现代主义？
What does it mean, postmodernism?
讲穿了就是没有真理的时代。
It means an era where we don't have truth.
这个年头什么都讲是你的意见怎么样，我的意见怎么样，他的意见怎么样。
In our time, we talk about what's your opinion, what's my opinion.
什么事情都没有绝对的真理。
There's no absolute truth.
都是去做一个统计，哦，有百分之多少人认为怎么样怎么样。
We take a survey, see what the majority opinion is.
你说牧师你怎么这样讲啊？
Pastor, why do you say that way?
我就举一个例子给你听。
Let me give you an example.
你觉得赌博是对的举手。
How many people think gambling is right?
那如果赌博是不对的话，为什么到处都是赌场呢？
Well, gambling is not right. How come there are so many casinos coming up?
你们多少人知道在 St. Paul City 那边最繁荣的地方有一个赌场的举手？
How many know that in St. Paul there is casino?
我希望你不是常常去那里。
I hope you don't patron there often.
它盖的那么明显的一个地方。
They build a very obvious place.
我们都知道赌博是不对的。
We know gambling is not correct.
但是他开赌场的时候，他不是这样讲。
But when they open a casino, they don't think that way.
我开一个 resort 在这里。
They said we are opening a resort here.
可以提供人很多的工作。
We're going to give many people jobs.
对，但是他给了很多假，也很多人也没有 job 了。
But they give people a lot of jobs, and a lot of people has no jobs either.
我们是活在一个这种没有什么没有真理的时代。
We live in an era where there's no truth.
所以年轻一代的人很可怜啊。
So the young people are very, very
可怜
sad. Pitiful. That,
原谅我这么说。
Forgive me to say it this way.
你说牧师你是老头你才这样讲。
You say, oh, Pastor, you're the old man. That's why you say it that way.
因为在我们那个时代。
Because in my time,
我们长大的时候
When we were growing up,
对错非常清楚的
We are very clear about what's right and wrong.
头脑很清楚
Our minds are clear.
什么是该做的
What needs to be done?
什么是不该做的
What the things that shouldn't be done?
什么是对什么是错
What is right and what is wrong?
现在的年轻人头昏了
Today's young people, they are very confused.
因为这个世界上没有什么绝对对与错的
Because in this world, there's no right and wrong.Oh, absolute truth.
同性结婚本来就不对的嘛。
Same-sex marriage is not right.
本来就不对的嘛。
It's not right from the beginning.
但今天都搞成说这是 human right.
But today they say it's human right.
堕胎是把婴孩杀掉的嘛。
Abortion is to kill the fetus, the infant.
但是今天说这是 woman 的 body right.
But today we call it woman's body right.
所以现在最大的神就是 right.
So today the biggest God is right.
结果通通都 wrong.
So everything's wrong.
因为为什么呢
Why?
因为人没有绝对的真理了
Because man does not have the absolute truth.
主耶稣说我是道路真理生命
Jesus said I am the way the truth and life.
Amen.
Amen.
你们是基督徒说 Amen 你不 agree 说 No, nay, 不对
If you are a Christian you should say Amen If you don't agree say No.
主耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
Jesus said I am the way the truth and life.
若不借着我没人能到父那里去
Apart from you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
有一次，主耶稣跟那些一大堆跟着他的人说。
So one time, Jesus said to the crowd that follows him.
他说：“你们若认识真理，真理必叫你们得自由。”
He said to them, "If you know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
有真理是一件非常幸福的事啊。
It's very blessed to have truth.
Amen.
Amen.
不然你就没有任何的准则，就是什么都可以做。
If you don't have truth, you don't have any standard, and you can do whatever you want.
我们这个新的这个讲台的 series 就讲到认识真理，宣扬真理。
Our new series called Knowing the Truth, Proclaiming the Truth.
我们特别要来研读罗马书。
We're gonna study the book of Romans.
刚才读了罗马书第一章第一节到十七节。
You just read Romans 1:1-17.
这是一个介绍他的这卷书的一个介绍。
This is an introduction to the book of Romans.
罗马书讲到一个非常重要的真理。
Romans talk about very important truth.
是非常重要的一本教义书信。
It's a very important doctrinal book.
因为他讲到神怎么来救赎人。
Because it talks about how God came to redeem people.
人为什么需要被救赎？
Why man needs salvation.
罗马书讲得非常清楚，什么是对的，什么是错的。
Paul, Book of Romans say very clear what is right and what is wrong.
哈利路亚，赞美主。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
神非常爱我们。
God loves us very much.
神管你是什么后现代主义、前现代主义、什么主义。
God doesn't care what type of belief you have.
Whatever the era you are in. 神就是要告诉我们真理。
God just wants to tell us the truth.
你认识真理，你就得自由。
If you know the truth, then the truth shall set you free.
你不认识真理，你就是头脑发昏，一直 confused.
If you don't know the truth, your mind will be very confused.
你们有没有人有那个经验，去一个地方找一个新的地方，你一直 lost， 一直看了什么都找不到，有没有这样经验？
Went to a new area and you're very confused where you are at.
你去新一个新的城市，你还要问人家，哎，你的 opinion， 你觉得 Vallejo 在哪里啊？
Do you go to a new city and you ask people?
比如说那 city 叫 Vallejo， 你会不会说我问一下，请问你的 opinion Vallejo 在哪里
？If you go to the city of Vallejo, a new city to you, and will you ask the people what's your opinion about Vallejo?
你根本不管他 opinion， 对不对
？You don't care about what that person's opinion.
你想要知道 where is the Vallejo, right?
You want to know where is Vallejo.
Amen.
Amen.
那个 city 是不是这样子啊？今天神也是一样，神要告诉我们真理，这个救赎的真理。
So today God wants to tell us the truth about salvation.
我们首先来看看这罗马书的简介。
Let's look at the introduction to the book of Romans.
罗马书是使徒保罗在公元56年年尾到57年年初在哥林多写给罗马教会的一封书信。
So Apostle Paul wrote this book from the city of Corinth to the believers in Rome around 56-57 AD.
罗马教会的信徒多数是由犹太人所组成。
Most of the congregation at the Church of Rome are Jewish.
大部分是犹太人，少数是外邦人。
The majority are Jewish, minority are Gentiles.
罗马书是使徒保罗所写的。
So the book of Romans was written by Paul, Apostle Paul.
是他很成熟的时候所写的。
He wrote it when he was very mature in his spiritual life.
所以他整本书是非常的严谨，它的内容非常的清楚。
So the content of this book is very clear.
他主要在讲到福音的问题。
He's talking about the gospel.
法国有一个圣经学者叫做 F. Gaudy 啊，他说关于这个关于罗马书啊，他就说如果保罗只能够写一封书信的话，他光写罗马书就够所有的基督徒用了。
So there was a French Bible scholar said that if Paul is to write only one book, the book of Romans is good enough.
你们多少人读过罗马书的？
How many of you have read Book of Romans.
你们自己感觉怎么样？
How do you feel about it?
你懂不懂啊？
Do you understand it?
有多少人说 excellent? 这个姊妹说 excellent.
Okay, we had two sisters say it's excellent.
请问为什么 excellent?
Why it's excellent?
因为是真理。
Because it is the truth.
他非常聪明，他考试一定成绩很好。
He is very smart.
他都回答那个对的，对，我刚才讲真理，非常好。
She must have high score on her exams.
人家都同意，都吹口哨了。
See, everybody agrees. Some even whistled.
那你说罗马书里面到底在讲什么呢？
What is the book of Romans talking about?
如果以福音为主旨的话，为 focal point 的话，
If the gospel is the focal point,
它可以分为七个部分。
There are seven sections.
第一个部分讲到福音的概要。
The first section is talking about the general introduction to the gospel.
就是我今天要讲的。
And that's what I'm going to speak on today.
第二个它讲到福音跟定罪，什么是有罪。
The second part is about gospel and convictions.
第三个是讲到福音跟称义。
The third part is gospel and justification.
第四部分是福音跟成圣。
Fourth part is gospel and sanctification.
第五个是讲到福音跟以色列人的关系。
And the next one is gospel and Israel.
第六个是讲到福音跟基督徒, 就是跟你跟我的关系。
And the sixth part is about the gospel and how it relates to Christians.
最后就是结论。
And the last part is conclusion.
所以我们今天来看第一段。
So today, let's look at the first section.
我要讲有关福音的几件事情。
I want to talk a few things about the gospel.
总共有五件事情。
We have five things.
第一个, 我们在这段经文看到, 保罗是奉召传福音的使徒。
So in this scripture, we see that Paul was commissioned to be an apostle of the gospel.
福音的另外一个名字叫做好消息。
Another word for the gospel is the good news.
我们多少人喜欢好消息的传道。
How many people like good news?
我现在问一下, 你们当中多, 过去这礼拜有多少人听到好消息的举手?
How many of you have heard the good news this past week?
Michael先看, Michael总是有好消息。 请问,
Michael always
你的好消息是什么好消息?
What is your good news?
哪一国的很多金牌啊?
The good news is that America and China receive many golds in the Olympics.
余佳，请问你是好消息，什么好消息?
余佳, what is the good news?
什么？你心所愿都达到是吧？
The good news is that her desires were fulfilled.
哇，这是好消息。
That's good news. No wonder her face is radiating with light.
这边有没有好消息? 过去这里,
any good news on this part, this section?
不是good news, 你有good news.
Do you have any good news? Do you receive any good news this past week?
Nicole怎么半举不举, 举到一半? 哦,
the good news is that her sister who had cancer doesn't need chemotherapy anymore.
我就想问大家, 好消息有什么特征呢?
What are characteristics of good news?
对你来说,
according to you.
啊? 开心, 还有?
Make you happy. Excited. Make you feel excited.
我就问当中, 你们当中有多少人已经知道福音也接受福音的举手?
How many people know the gospel and already received the gospel?
你们觉得福音是不是好消息?
Do you feel that the gospel is a good news to you?
啊? 除了Michael以外, Michael一直在想金牌, 他其实不是想福音。
Michael is always thinking about the gold.
弟兄姊妹们, 如果福音是好消息的话,
if the gospel is good news,
然后你也接受了福音的话,
and you have received the gospel,
你应该是怎么样?
What should you be like? You should be joyful.
很快乐才对, 对不对?
Very happy.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
福音真的是好消息。
The gospel is a good news.
哪怕你有了不快乐, 它还是好消息。
Even though you're not happy, it's still a good news.
因为这是一个客观的好消息。
Okay, this is an objective good news.
你需要主观的去经历它。
You need to personally to experience it. Subjectively.
福音是上帝要告诉全人类的好消息。
The gospel is what God wants to tell everybody the good news.
全世界的。
This is the good news he wants to tell the whole world.
如果神要跟全世界讲好消息, 他一定要有什么?
If God wants to tell you his good news, what does he need?
他需要有
He need to have a
传福音的人, 对不对?
A messenger to
他需要一些人来讲这些是不是?
He needs to send out a messenger to tell this good news.
你刚才念了半天, 那前面几节, 保罗的意思就是说, 我就是替上帝 传好消息的那个人, 就这么简单。
So Paul is saying that I am the one who is telling you the good news from God.
保罗不但是对人传好消息,
Paul not only spread the good news to men.
上帝选召他特别对一种人传好消息。
So God has chosen him to be a messenger to a specific group of people.
就是不是犹太人的那些人。
It's not to share the good news to the Jews.
Non-Jews.
Yeah, he's a messenger of the good news to the Gentiles, you and me.
你们刚才读圣经有没有看到外邦人啊?
Did you, when you read the scripture, did you see the word Gentiles?
你知道那外邦人是谁吗?
You know who are the Gentiles?
就是你啊。
It's you.
就是我啊。
It's me.
因为我们都不是犹太人啊。
Because we're not Jews.
我们就是外邦人啊。
We are Gentiles.
保罗就是神拣选特别向你跟我传福音的人。
Paul has chosen to share the gospel with you and me, the Gentiles.
We should have
a memorial for Apostle Paul.
In China, we should
have a big memorial hall for Apostle Paul.
不然不是他顺服跟牺牲,
without his sacrifice and obedience to God's calling, we would have not received the gospel.
我们当中很多人是基督徒,
many of us are Christians.
我相信你不是有一天早上醒来你就突然信耶稣,
I don't think you are not one of those who woke up one morning and you became a Christian.
是不是都有人跟你传过福音啊?
There was someone, a messenger, that told you about the gospel.
就像我们当中很多今天有新来的,
just like today, we have many newcomers today.
都有人邀请你,
they are people who invited you to come.
到了有一天,
someday,
神打开你的心眼,
when God opened your hearts,
他, 你经历神的大能,
and you experience God's power,
你就进入神的国,
and you enter God's kingdom,
但是你要感谢那个带你信耶稣的人,
and you need to give thanks to the person who invited you to come.
Amen.
Amen.
我们也感谢保罗,
we give thanks for Paul too.
因为他没有他努力去传,
without his faithfulness in sharing the gospel, we don't have the gospel.
第二点我们要看到福音是聚焦在一个人的身上。
Secondly, we see the gospel focuses upon one person.
请问那个人是谁?
Who is that person?
这所有的基督徒要回答,
Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督啊。
The gospel is concerning about one person.
这边那个经文就说, 照肉身来说, 他是谁的儿子?
So according to scripture, whose son is he?
大卫后裔生的。
He is a descendant of David.
所以请问主耶稣的爸爸妈妈是谁?
So who is Jesus' father and mother?
我说在肉身来讲,
in the flesh.
当然他的爸爸是 God the father, right? 但是我说在肉身,
in the flesh, who are his parents?
讲中文呢? 约瑟还有呢?
Joseph and Mary.
玛利亚是不是? 请问约瑟是干嘛的?
What's the occupation of Joseph?
木匠讲得对啊。
He was a carpenter.
请问耶稣生在哪里?
Where was Jesus born? In a manger.
马槽没错, 哪里的马槽? 伯利恒。
In a manger in Bethlehem.
这个非常重要。
That's very important.
你去看马太福音,
if you look at the book of Matthew,
第一章,
the first book, first chapter,
第一节到17节,
verse 1 to 17,
他讲到耶稣基督的家谱,
it's a list of Jesus' genealogy.
你们当中有家谱的吗?
Anyone have a copy of your genealogy?
你们当中有多少人知道我在讲什么吗?
How many of you know what I'm talking about?
Age under 30 的, 你知道我在讲什么?
People under age 30, do you know what I'm talking about?
知道什么叫家谱吗?
Do you know what is genealogy?
就是你家里是 几代的记录,
it's a record of your ancestors.
其实这个非常重要,
this is very important.
你应该去研究一下你的祖先是从哪里来的。
You need to do a study of your genealogy, where your ancestors came from.
知道他们是干什么的,
to see what they did.
你知道你的祖先都在你里面呢。
Do you know your ancestors are in you?
他的基因都在你里面,
their genes are in you.
他属灵上的祝福跟咒诅也在你里面,
their spiritual curses and blessings are in you.
我们就看主耶稣的家谱,
let's look at Jesus' genealogy.
他在马太福音就讲到说他是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
in Matthew 1 it talks about that he is a descendant of Adam.
他从亚伯拉罕到主耶稣基督总共有42代,
from Abraham to Jesus, there were 14 generations.
42
generations.
每一代都有名字在那里。
Every generation has a name.
弟兄姊妹, 这个非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
耶稣基督不是一个人造出来的, 是真的有这个人呢。
Jesus is not somebody's imagination. Jesus is a real person. Jesus lived.
2000年他生下来,
2,000 years ago, he was born.
保罗在这边讲说, 照肉身说, 他是大卫的后裔。
Apostle Paul said that he's a descendant of King David.
为什么要讲他是大卫的后裔呢?
Why he need to mention that he's a descendant of David?
你们知道大卫是做什么的吗?
Do you know what was David's occupation?
他是牧羊人。
He was a shepherd.
后来他做什么?
And finally, he became a what?
他是君王啊。
He was a warrior. A king.
大卫是以色列国最有名的君王。
David is one of the, Israel's most famous king.
他非常爱神。
He loves the Lord.
他不完全。
He wasn't perfect.
就像你跟我一样不完全。
Just like you and me, we are not perfect.
但是他有一个心非常爱神。
But he has a heart who really loves the Lord.
神给他一个标签。
So God named him.
就是一个合我心意的人。
That he's a man after my own heart.
而且上帝也用他来做个预表，将来的基督是用大卫来预表的。
Also, God used David as a foreshadow of the coming Christ.
这个对犹太人来说是不得了的事。
So these to Israelites is really very important.
因为他们预言说，这将来的弥赛亚是从大卫的这个王朝、这个王族的后面出来的。
Because in their prophecy, they said the Messiah shall descend from King David.
所以在肉身来说
，So in the flesh,
他是大卫的后裔。
He is a descendant of David.
他也是个完全的人，人完全的人性。
He's also a full human nature.
但是在另外一方面来说
，But in other word, in other,
他有完全的神性。
He, oh, Jesus, right?
对啊。
Okay, Jesus is a fully human, and he's also fully God.
所以我说这个 sermon 很深的嘛。
So I say this sermon is very deep.
你说人就人，怎么会又是完全的神呢？
How can you say a man is man and he can be God at the same time?
因为在另外一方面，他是神的儿子。
Because on the other hand, he is God's son.
他道成肉身，他穿上人的这个肉身。
His God's son became man and put on man's, put on flesh.
他的妈妈怀孕是因为圣灵的感孕才怀孕的。
His mother conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他为人死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for men.
被埋葬。
He was buried.
第三天以后又复活。
And the third day he resurrected.
我时间很有限，我就长话短说。
So my time is very limited. So in short,
整个人类历史上没有一个人是死了以后又活了。
In the whole human history, there's not a man that has died and rose again.
说牧师不对，我看到很多报告，有人死了又活了。
Pastor, you were wrong. I have heard a lot of stories about people who died and rose again.
他们那个叫做濒临死亡经验 near death experience.
That is called near death experience.
但是问题是那个人活了以后又死了。
The thing is that after that person resurrected, he died again.
就是死两次而已。
He just died twice.
主耶稣是活了以后再也没有死了。
Jesus rose again, he never died again.
Amen.
Amen.
这就证明他是神的儿子，他胜过罪恶与死亡。
This proved that Jesus is the Son of God. He overcame death.
Amen.
Amen.
世界上所有这些宗教的教主，他们都有坟墓在那里。
All the religious leaders of the world all have graves.
只有主耶稣的坟墓是空的。
Only Jesus' grave is empty.
你到圣地去游览，到耶路撒冷，他会带你去说，这里很可能就是主耶稣的坟墓。
If you go visit the Holy Land, the tourists will tell you, perhaps this is Jesus' tomb.
我也去那边看过。
I went there once.
我们还在那坟墓那地方领圣餐呢。
We took Lord's Supper at the tomb.
非常的有意义。
Very meaningful.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣不但是完全的人。
Jesus not only was fully human.
他也是完全的神。
He was fully God.
我们新来的朋友，你有机会去看四福音，看看主耶稣的生平。
Our new friends, if you go and study the four Gospels in the New Testament.
你看看他所讲的话。
You just look at what the words that Jesus said.
他所做的事情。
The things he did.
确实不是普通的人。
It's not the words and actions of a normal human being.
第三点关于福音。
Third things about the gospel.
在这段圣经里面。
According to this passage.
这边看到罗马教会是神借的福音所结出美好的果子。
The Church of Rome is the good fruit that God has bared through the gospel.
保罗对罗马教会非常的欣赏。
Paul really loves the church at Rome.
他欣赏什么呢？
What does he appreciate them about?
你们有谁知道？你刚才读了这件事，有谁知道？
What does he?
保罗特别说这个教会非常棒的一点是什么？
What does he love about this church? People at this church?
谁知道吗？
Who knows?
一个都不知道啊。
None of you know. We just read it.
保罗是说他们的信心非常的好。
Paul is very impressed by their faith.
他那边翻成信德传遍天下。
He said that your faith is being reported all over the world.
讲得好像太文绉绉了哈，其实就是说，罗马教会是非常有信心的一个教会。
The church at Rome is a church of faith.
请问信心是不是要有对象啊？
faith requires an object.
我就想问你们的信心放在哪里啊？
Where do you put your faith in?
有人说我的信心就是我的信心。
Some people say my faith is my faith.
我以前去看过人得到癌症。
I have visited people who has cancer.
他就说牧师我很有信心。
They said to me, Pastor, I have a lot of faith.
我说你信心是相信什么？
What is your faith on?
我说我就是相信我会好起来。
I have faith that I will be healed.
我说你根据什么？
According to what basis, I asked.
我没有什么根据。
I don't have any basis.
我就相信我会好起来。
I just believe that I will be well.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这不是信心。
That is not faith.
这是乐观。
That has been optimistic.
这是一种好意的希望。
That is a good hope.
不一定会实现。
And not necessary will be fulfilled.
信心要有对象啊。
Faith needs an object.
请问基督徒的信心对象是什么？
What is the object of Christian faith?
是谁啊？
Who is it?
你要相信神，对不对？
You need to believe in God.
你要相信神的应许，对不对？
You need to believe in God's promises.
为什么明天会更好啊？不管，明天就是会更好。
How do you know tomorrow will be better? Oh, I don't care. Tomorrow will be better.
明天才不一定会更好。
Tomorrow not necessary be better.
我告诉你，明天可能会更差。
Tomorrow might be even worse.
你说牧师不要再这样讲。
Oh, Pastor, don't say that.
我今天来要得安慰啊。
Today I come here to receive comfort.
没有，我不要你有假的希望。
I don't want you to have false hope.
明天好坏不是最重要的。
Tomorrow, good or bad, is not the most important.
最重要是明天在谁的手里面。
The most important is who holds tomorrow.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
明天一定会好。
Tomorrow will be better.
如果你相信明天在神的手里面。
If you believe that tomorrow is in God's hand.
Amen.
Amen.
我不能给你一些假的盼望。
I cannot give you false hope.
说未来礼拜一定会好。
To tell you that the next will be better.
结果后来都很惨。
But it ended up terrible.
就说这个牧师是卖药的。
You say, this pastor is selling drugs.
那个药名叫做希望。
And that drug is hope.
那不是真的信仰。
That is not the true
faith.
你真正的信心是相信一个真实的上帝，是真实的爱你，他真实的掌控一切。Amen. Your faith is in a God who loves you and who is in control of everything.
而且他关心你的需要。
And he cares about your needs.
他知道你担心明天没盼望。
He knows you worry about tomorrow has no hope.
但是他让你看到他在掌管明天。
But he let you see that he controls tomorrow.
那是真正的信心。
That is the true faith.
Amen.
Amen.
我们对神的信心在平常好日子看不出来啊。
Our faith is not revealed in good day, during good days.
什么事情都很顺利，你当然说哈利路亚赞美主。
When everything is going smooth, it's easy to say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
当你房子要被拿回去了。
But when your house is going to be foreclosed,
你的健康也没有了。
And you're losing your health.
家人有重病。
And you have loved one who has severe illness.
牧师不要再讲，我头很痛。
Say, Pastor, don't say anymore. I'm getting a headache.
当这样的时候，你还能说？哈利路亚吗？
When you're going through trials, you still can say hallelujah?
你都哈不出来啊。
你 cannot say even ha.
因为心里很难过。
Because your heart is very heavy.
听起来好笑，其实流眼泪啊。
Sounds funny, but it can cause tears.
是不是在那个时候你才相信，你开始知道你到底认识神多少？
It's during hard times you will know how much you trust in God or have faith in God.
或者你认识神很少。
Or you know God very little.
你也会发现你多少是靠你自己。
And you realize how much you depend upon yourself.
其实我们都在靠自己。
Actually, we all depend on ourselves.
当我们有最困难的时候，我们通常不是先找上帝。
So when we are going through hard times, it's...God is not the first person we run to.
通常是找所有的人都找完了以后才找上帝。
You go and seek counsel from everybody else before
是不是这样子啊?
you go to God. Is that right?
是不是这样子啊?
Is that right?
我们赶快打电话给这个人，打电话给那个人。
Let's call this person, that person, this person, that person.
问你的意见什么？后来通通都没办法了。
And what's your opinion about this?
就打电话给牧师。
And then finally, you call the pastor.
然后说我有一个 crisis.
And you say, I have a crisis.
请你为我祷告。
Please pray for me.
其实你不需要打电话给我。
Actually, you don't need to call me.
你直接打电话给耶稣就好。
You can just call direct to God,
Amen?
To Jesus.
Save your time.
Save your time.
Go around, 找了半天，最后才找他。
Don't go around and then finally come to God.
但是就说这个就是我们不认识神。
And it's because we don't know God.
我们对他没有信心。
We don't have faith toward Him.
所以我们就会这样做。
That's why we do it this way.
但是罗马的教会不是这样。
But the church at Rome wasn't like this.
保罗说：“你们的信心传遍天下。”
Paul said, "Your faith is being reported all over the world."
为什么保罗特别这样讲呢？
Why Paul specifically mentioned about this?
因为罗马的教会不是面对很容易的。
Because Roman, the church in Rome wasn't facing very pleasant situations.
他们面对极大的逼迫跟压制。
They face a lot of persecutions and oppressions.
罗马教会是在罗马，是当时罗马帝国的首都啊。
So the church of Rome was at the capital of Roman Empire.
罗马人敬拜的对象是他们的皇帝啊。
So the Romans worshipped their emperor.
你不能敬拜神啊。
You cannot worship God.
你这样是违反规定，是要被处罚的。
And that's against the law. You can be persecuted and punished.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
罗马的基督徒给我们一个榜样。
The Roman Christians gave us a good example.
我们要真正知道我们在信什么。
We need to know what we believe.
Amen.
Amen.
你要真正的知道你在信什么。
You need to know what you believe.
不然的话，风暴来的时候你就站不住。
Otherwise, when the storm comes, you cannot stand.
你就跟上帝说，我不跟你玩了。
You say, God, I'm not going to play with you anymore.
上个礼拜我讲过嘛，对不对
？Last week I mentioned about this.
有两种基督徒离开神的。
There are two kinds of Christian that left God, that leaves God.
第一种，他跟神求祝福。
The one is that he asked God for blessings.
上帝就给他祝福。
And God blessed him.
然后他就去追祝福。
Then he go and continue to chase after blessings.
他就不要上帝，他就
He doesn't want God. He just want blessings.
另外一种是跟上帝求他所要的祝福。
And the other person, he want God to bless him the way he wants to be blessed.
然后神没有给他所要的。
But God didn't bless him in the way he expected.
他也跟上帝说拜拜。
And he say bye bye to God too.
这两种人都不认识神。
Both type of these believers does not know God.
因为我们的神不是根据你的需要来决定事情的。
Because God does not make his decision according to your needs.
因为他虽然非常爱你，但是他不会给你你所要的一切。
Even he loves you very much, but he not necessary give you everything you asked.
我们当中有多少人做父母的？
How many of you are parents here?
你都给你的小孩他一切所要的吗？
You give to your kids everything they requested.
你只给他你所能力所有的，你认为对他好的。
You only give to them what is good for them.
第四点，我们今天这一段圣经看到。保罗以欠福音的债为他人生的动力。
So, fourth point that God, Paul is obligated to share the gospel. I mean, the obligation to share the gospel was a driving force for Paul's life.
如果你看他这写的这一段经文
If you look at this past scripture that he wrote,
或者你研究保罗的人生
or you study the life of Paul,
你会觉得很奇怪。
You will be amazed.
就是保罗很急的，他总是要跟人家分享福音。
That Paul is always driven to share the gospel.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question.
你会不会在人生不同的阶段，总有些东西你一直要跟人家分享
？Did you ever have have you ever have experience where you are driven to share with someone about certain things?
有没有这样经验呢
？Have any?
你说牧师，我现在有一个东西也想跟你分享。
Hey, you say, Pastor, I have one thing I really want to share with you.
我就想问问你们，想想那个东西，你为什么很激动，一直想跟人家分享这个东西
？Why are you so excited about sharing that thing with people?
为什么
？Why?
那东西对你好
了。Because that thing is good for you.
有帮助是吧
？It's helpful to you.
当中有多少人很注意养生，说我吃东西要很健康，我巴不得我吃的健康，举手。
How many people really care about their healthy eating?
如果有一天。我说如果
what if someday
你发现了有一种饮食的方法
if you find there's a special diet
非常的合科学
and very scientific
而且有正确的报告
and have very objective reports
不是要骗人买东西的
it's not to deceive you or scam you
你看了以后
and after you look at it
你就照那个方法来吃东西
and you eat according to the instructions
你本来挺胖的
before you were very fat
Not very, 就挺哦，对。后来就开始瘦了一
点。And he starts to slim down.
身体越来越健康。
And you're more healthy.
以前每次到了下午就开始打瞌睡。
Before, when you come to the afternoon, you're so tired.
但是你现在都不会。
Now you're energetic.
每天睡七个小时，精力旺盛。
Every day you only have 7 hours of sleep and you're very energetic.
你就对这个吃饮食的方案你觉得怎么样？
So what's your attitude to this special diet?
好啊。
Good.
看到一个人。
And you see a friend.
就跟他讲，你知不知道啊？
And you tell the ass that person, hey, do you know, I discovered a new diet.
我本来好胖啊。
Before I was so fat.
200磅啊。
200 pounds.
现在还是胖啊。
No, I'm still fat.
开玩笑的。我现在
很胖。I'm just funny. Yeah, I'm just joking.
我吃了这个以后。
After I ate this.
我体重轻了很多。
I lost a lot of weight.
我身体非常好。
And I'm very healthy now.
你要不要试试看？
You want to try it?
免费的。
It's free.
什么都不要买啊。
You don't need to buy anything.
你会很热心的讲，对不对？
You will be very excited to share.
我就想问大家，你为什么会那么热心的讲呢？
Why you're so excited about sharing that thing?
为什么？
Why?
因为你知道这是好的。
Because you know it's good for you.
然后你也尝到这个东西。
And you have experienced it.
所以你要让你所认识的人都要得到这个好处。
So you want to let all your friends know and to experience this good thing.
Amen.
Amen.
你说牧师，你讲的太复杂了。
You say, oh, Pastor, what you say is too complicated.
你去吃一个餐馆，吃得非常好。
You go to a restaurant, it has good food.
价钱不是那么贵。
And it's very cheap.
不是 very cheap, not that expensive. 然后品质也不错。
And good quality.
服务也可以。
Good service.
你就会告诉很多人，对不对？
You tell everybody.
保罗在这里就是这样子。
And that's what Paul did here.
弟兄姊妹，我的信息都是一个观念的信息。
Brother and sister, what I'm trying to communicate to you is a concept.
为什么保罗一讲到福音他很兴奋，谁我都欠债，哎，你是中国人我也欠你债，美国人也欠你债，英国人也欠你债，我都要跟你讲耶稣基督。
Why Paul is so exciting, feel very obligated to tell you about this good news, the gospel.
他不只是 obligated, 他简直 obsessed.
He was obsessed about telling you about the gospel.
因为福音实在太棒了。
Because the gospel is too good.
可是看看今天的教会呢。
But you look at the church today.
你有没有传福音啊？
Do you share the gospel?
不要讲，不要讲，我都搞不清楚还传什么福音。
Don't share, I don't know what it is.
很不好意思啊。
I'm ashamed.
我跟朋友讲天气，讲政治，讲奥巴马，都讲得很好。一讲耶稣基督，他就不讲话了。
I can say a lot about Obama and the weather and the Olympics, but when talk about Jesus, I don't have not much to say.
这说明了什么？
What does it reveal?
这说明福音并不是我们的好消息。
It just showed that gospel not necessary is a good news to us.
再深一点来讲，我们根本就没有经历福音的大能。
We haven't experienced the power of the gospel.
好吗？如果你经历神的大能，经历福音大能，你会很开心，一直跟人讲的。
If you have experienced the power of the gospel, you will be excited to share with everyone.
因为你每一天都有新的故事。
Because every day you will have a new story to share.
这就是保罗的经验。
This is Paul's experience.
其实没有什么深奥的。
Actually, it's not profound at all.
你去看保罗的人生你就知道。
You look at Paul's life and you'll know.
他是180度的转变。
He has a 180 degree turn.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是所有在美国的基督徒要听到的。
This is a message that every Christian should hear.
In America.
In America.
Particularly. 保罗说我不以福音为耻。
Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
他为什么要 ashamed of gospel? 因为这福音对他那么好，他就不会 ashamed 了。
He wasn't ashamed because gospel is been so good to him.
如果一个东西你没有得到它好处，你当然会 ashamed。对不起啊，很抱歉啊，我要跟你分享一个好消息。
I'm sorry, I have to tell you this good news.
你为什么要说 sorry?
Why do you have to say sorry?
如果这真的好消息，你应该说 You are so blessed, so lucky. I'm going to tell you good news. Amen.
It's a good news.
给你幸福了。
It's a good news. You said you're so lucky to hear about this good news.
我们跟人家传福音的时候，你应该是这样讲的，对不对？
When you share the gospel, you should be excited about it.
但是你不能只有表面上讲，你是真的经历到这个好处，
对不对？ You cannot be excited on the outside. You need to really deeply experience it yourself.
如果你去吃了一个很好的东西，你要跟人家讲，你是吃过，你就跟他讲，你那个表情都不一样，你的舌头的感觉都不一样，你讲到的时候都不一样。
So you went to a good restaurant, you taste a good food. When you share, you'll be really excited about it because you have experienced it.
When you are excited, your face changes.Your tongue starts to sense that sensation when you had the food there. 这就是 gospel 啊。
This is gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你今天信了耶稣，
If today you believe in Jesus, you have a great change and transformation in your life. Your inner bondage is all gone.
第一个, 你旁边人看到了,
first of all, the people around you will notice it.
然后他就问你说, what's happened to you? 你到底发生了什么事?
He will ask you, what happened to you?
你去了 Las Vegas 了, 还是去了 Alaska?
Did you went to Las Vegas or Alaska?
你说我什么地方都没有去?
You said, I didn't go anywhere.
我就去那 Great Commission Christian Church.
I went to Great Commission Christian Church.
我在那里遇见了主耶稣。
I encountered God there.
他医治我里面的伤痕。
He healed my inner wounds.
Amen.
Amen.
那个人听了他就会跟你来。
And that person will hear that he will come with you.
你信不信?
Do you believe it?
但是如果你没有这个经历,
but if you don't have this experience,
就一天到晚打电话给他,
you call that, make phone calls to that person.
你朋友每次看到你, 你都是忧忧愁愁,
every time your friends look at you, you're so unhappy.
你只有请他来教会的时候稍微快乐一点,
and when you ask her to come to church, he might be, you might look a little bit more happy.
他一定不会跟你来,
she will not come with you.
是不是?
Right?
他会说, okay, okay.
Okay, okay, she will say.
但是他有一天看到你我有改变,
but one day when she saw you completely changed,
她真的以为你去Las Vegas,
she thought you went to Las Vegas,
因为你也常常去,
because you used to go there all the time.
她说你也开始不去Las Vegas,
hey, you don't go to Las Vegas anymore.
她也知道你很穷, 现在没有钱去做,
and you know you're very poor, you don't have money to gamble.
但是你还是很喜乐,
but you are still very joyful.
她就在问你了,
and the friend asked you.
Amen.
Amen.
这就到了最后一点,
and this comes to the last point.
为什么保罗会为福音这么疯狂?
Why was Apostle Paul very excited about the gospel to share it?
因为这讲到福音的本质啊,
we can talk about the essence of the gospel.
本质有两方面,
there are two parts to it.
第一个, 福音是神救赎人类的大能啊,
first of all, the gospel is the power of God that saves mankind.
他这边讲到说, 我不以福音为耻, 这福音本是神的大能啊。
Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes.
这个大能在希腊原文这句话是说, 神的福音的大能就像一个炸弹一样, 会爆炸的。
So the power of God in Greek means a dynamite that's explosive.
他的意思不是说福音会把你炸死,
it doesn't mean that the gospel will explode you.
这不是恐怖分子,
it's not terrorism.
他的意思是说福音是有那种爆炸性的能力, 可以改变你的。
It's talking about the gospel has this explosive power that can change you, it transform you.
他说你看看我保罗就好了。
He said, look at me, Paul here.
我以前是反对这个福音的。
Before I was opposing the gospel.
我现在成为传福音的使者, amen?
Now I became the apostle for the gospel.
这是不是一个爆炸性的结果?
Isn't that explosive result?
Amen.
Amen.
为什么福音有这样爆炸性的结果呢?
Why the gospel has such an explosive result?
因为福音的内容非常丰富的。
Because the gospel is full of power.
No, the content of gospel is very abundant, 是非常丰富的。 不是只是你那天接受耶稣基督做救主一主就好了,继续过得困苦的日子,不是这样的。
It's not just receive Jesus and then go continue with your
difficult life.
你接受耶稣基督做救主以后,他要在你里面做很多的工作。 After you receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord, he's going to do a lot of great works within you.
我们就看到主耶稣在世界上的时候,就是做那福音的使命工作。
And we see how the gospel work out. It's
when Jesus was on the earth, he is doing the content of the gospel, the mission, the content of gospel. 我们翻到这个路加福音第四章,
let's look
18节到19节,
Luke chapter 4, 18 to 19.
陈宇打电话,打出来不是打电话, 我都讲到,打电话给陈宇, 陈宇你可不可以把它打出来好吧, 那个经文, 好,我们一起来念好吧, 预备来, 这是主耶稣在世界上开始出来传福音的时候，他念的经文，念到以赛亚书的预言，关于他要做什么事情。
So this is the scripture that Jesus read in the beginning of his ministry, telling people that's what he's here for to do.
他就讲到福音的这个使命的内容有五方面。
He said the gospel has five different aspects.
第一个是传福音给贫穷的人。
First of all, is to preach the gospel to the poor.
这个贫穷不但是物质的贫穷，还有属灵的贫穷。
The poor is not only the physically poor, but the spiritual poor.
还有使被掳的得释放。
And to hear the broken heart, to proclaim the liberty to the captives.
使瞎眼的得看见。
To give sight to the blind.
叫受压制的得自由。
To give freedom to those who are oppressed.
报告上帝悦纳的喜年。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是福音所要成就的事情。
This is what the gospel wants to accomplish.
跟你我都有关系。
It's relevant to you and me.
你说牧师我现在真的很穷啊。
You say, Pastor, I'm really poor right now.
那福音真是给你的。
The gospel is for you.
主耶稣要把福音传给贫穷的人。
God wants to give the gospel to the poor.
你说牧师我有点钱，但是我心里很不快乐。
You say, Pastor, I have some money, but my heart is not happy.
这个福音就是给你的。
This gospel is for you.
他要使被掳的得释放。
He wants to set the captives free.
很多人一直被一种忧愁、忧郁、负面的思想所掳去了。
Many people are captives of wrong thinking.
神要让你得释放。
God wants you to be delivered.
很多人他眼睛是瞎，属灵上是瞎，他看不见真理。
Many people, their eyes are spiritually blind. They cannot see the truth.
神要让你看见。
God wants you to see it.
神要让压制的得自由。
God wants to set the oppressed free.
上帝也要让今年成为你神悦纳你的喜年。
God also wants this year to be the acceptable year of the Lord.
很多人生活很困苦的时候，
when people have very hard life,
他们就去找算命了。
They go to the fortune teller.
请你帮我改命吧。
Please change my destiny.
我今年很倒霉啊。
I'm very unlucky this year.
那算命的一看，
and the fortune teller look at him.
你今年果然是倒霉。
Yes, this year is pretty bad for you.
但是你做这个做这个，就明年就会好一点。
If you do this and that, tomorrow, next year will be better.
其实他也是胡说八道。
Actually, he's talking nonsense.
如果他知道了，他就不要做算命了。
If he knows that, he doesn't need to be a fortune teller.
他就可以改自己的命了。
He can change his own destiny.
Amen.
Amen.
主耶稣要改你的命。
Jesus wants to change your destiny.
Change your life. Change your future. 你不需要去找 fortune teller.
You don't need to seek out a fortune teller.
只有主耶稣知道你将来的命运。
Only God knows about your Jesus knows your future.
他要把福音赐给你。
He wants to give the gospel to you.
你有一个新的开始。
You will have a new beginning.
一个新的头衔是神的儿女。
To become children of God.
所以你就会有一个新的命运。
And you have a new destiny, new life.
得到神的悦纳，神接纳你，神的祝福要到你身上的命。
You'll receive God's favor and acceptance, and you'll receive His blessing to come upon you.
福音的本质还有另外一个。
Another essence of the gospel.
就是把神的义显明出来。
Is to reveal God's righteousness.
我的时间已经完了，我就不讲另外一个。
Okay, my time is over, so I won't talk about that now.
当回在小组讨论的时候，你们可以讨论那个。
But in our small group, we can discuss about that.
我们请那个我们现在领受圣餐。
We are going to take the Lord's Supper right now.
我们请那个主日学，请小孩也过来，好吗？
I'm going to have the children to come and join us.
我们请有人去邀请小孩过来，好吗？